home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
Oh yeah, football, football.
From potholes to pop-ups, we got it covered.
Hey, hey!
Here's Bob Fesco.
Take a bite out of my ass.
And Dusty Likens.
Big nuts.
O'clock on a Friday. We're getting closer and closer to the weekend, fellas. In case you missed it last night, Royals win. Josh Rojas, he was the hero. He went 1-for-3 in AAA yesterday, missed his flight to Minneapolis, caught the second one, arrived at Target Field around the eighth inning, and knocked in the winning runs for the Royals in the ninth. He called the day adventurous.
So cool. I call it legendary. That's a day right there.
Just, you can't make that up. If they don't have the rain delay in Minneapolis, he doesn't make that play.
If the game's here with bad airline service, we don't get him here on time.
And I think the best part about it is they've won 3 of 4, and they got to sweep Minnesota. And they're one game in front of it. Now they got 3 more. And, yeah, Josh Rojas, what a story yesterday as he hits the game-winning RBIs to pit the Royals up 8-6 and was playing AAA and caught a flight, missed one, caught a second one, had a rain delay, showed up in the eighth inning, kaboom. So props to that. But with Kansas City Chiefs and OTAs going on, there's been a lot of questions in this offense in the offseason. So draft, I think we can all agree, was heavy on defense. Well, first 4 picks were defensive players,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Woods, Delane,
Arger, Mason, Thomas, yeah. Arkell, Truluck, and yeah.
Yeah. And
Nixon 3.
The offseason with the free agent signings, you went and got Ken Walker, right? You added there, you re-signed Tyquan Thornton. He's going to be part of the team, hopefully more involved this year. He was the one guy that could really kind of catch the deep ball from Patrick Mahomes.
Any ball bit really last year.
Got rid of your coordinators, brought in Bieniemy, brought in Marco Murray, brought in Chatty O'Shea, and kind of revamped everything because, as we had said, or I'll take credit for this because it's a tough one, but Andy Reid got stale. He was doing the same stuff. But again, yeah, you can go back to the Fesco theory of, well, no one stopped it for 5 years. Why would you change it?
Why would
it,
you
right?
change? You need. It's like anything in life, right? Yeah. No matter what you do, I look at it with my kids. You continue to push the envelope until somebody tells you no and you get stopped. And then you're like, okay, now we need to reset. It's human nature. And so if we were a year ago, right, in 2025, is anybody telling Andy Reid he needs to change his off? No, nobody's saying anything right. like that. You had 3 straight Super Bowl appearances. You keep doing you, Andy.
That is revisionist history. I was sitting on this radio station saying that. Yeah, that is not true. Many Chiefs fans were saying that.
And there were signs it was staling out, but you had a defense that would get you out of trouble that wasn't giving up a lot of points. And then you had Patrick Mahomes, and you're like, the guy with the stick, go do something, Pat. We need you. Mm-hmm. No receivers, no development, horrible run game, and offensive line pieces that were shuffling all the time. So Derek of The Athletic had this to say about what he thinks the stale Chiefs
are. I'm going to now put at 11, and this feels crazy given how good they've been for a long time. I'm going to put the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wow.
This offense is still not very talented to me. We're at a point with Andy Reid where I don't think he's a negative for you, but I just don't feel like where he's at and where the NFL is at, that he is like an obvious plus for you in the way that
he used to be. I'm going to take the rest of the day off.
I still do not think this wide receiver core is any good, really, especially if we don't even know what we're going to get out of Rashee Rice this year. And then the tight end room, I can't believe they didn't add anyone. I can't believe it. We've been doing the Travis Kelce thing now for 2 or 3 years, and he's still a functional player. He's not terrible, but shocked that they added nothing there. And so this, to me, just feels like incomplete pass-catching group and a play caller that, again, I don't think he's making you actively worse, but it just feels like things have gotten a little bit stale there, and it doesn't feel like they're very additive at this point.
I mean, saying he's, you know, what did he say earlier? Andy Reid is one of the biggest positives in the NFL, bro. Like, seriously, look around at all these neophyte losers that are coaching and getting fired. How many teams have turned over coaches since Andy Reid has been here with the Chiefs? Almost all of them, I think, have turned over. How many have turned over multiple times, right, since Andy Reid has taken over as coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, right? Everyone in the division has turned over multiple times.
What does that have to do with what he's saying?
What did he say, that Andy Reid isn't a positive?
Well, he's talking about the last couple of years. He's not talking about Andy Reid as a whole or not being one of the best coaches the league's ever seen. He's talking about right now, these last couple seasons.
Last couple seasons, 1 year. I can't. I really can't. I'm not going down this road about Andy Reid being stale in these last couple of seasons. They went to 3 straight Super Bowls. it finally caught up to them. They took a break last year and went 6-11 and have reinvented themselves going forward into this season. Everything that we have complained about and talked about and bitched about, they've gone out there in some way or another attempted to fix it, right? People complained about Matt. He's gone now. They brought in Eric Bieniemy. He's yelling at everybody. We needed a legit wide receiver coach. They fired that guy who had no business coaching wide receivers, hired the most credible, believable, best wide receiver coach you could hire. Needed a new running back coach. They went out and got a guy that they believe can coach running backs. They went out and answered every question. Free agency, we screamed running back. They spent all of their free agent money on one guy, the best guy that was potentially available out there.
But I would ask you, why did they go do all that?
Well, because they needed to. It was time. Because they went 6-11 last year, and they're not going to go 6-11 this year, and they're not going to waste Patrick Mahomes. It eventually all caught up to them. But when you're in the midst of things, just like anything in life, when things are rolling, you don't look at the little things. You really don't. And maybe it's a life lesson. We should all be looking at those little things, but you get so caught up in everything that is going on and all the successes that you're having. And then when you're playing all the way to the Super Bowl, guys, you can say whatever you want. Time becomes scarce and you don't have as much time to self-scout and really look at everything that's going on inside your organization. Because you're going to the Super Bowl, you're waking up the next day, you've got the parade. By the time all that's done, you're off to the combine. And then it's June, and then you're in OTAs and mini camp and all that kind of stuff. And so going 6-11 last year, for all the people who wanted major change on this roster, that was the best thing for the Chiefs to do because they were able to kind of hit that reset button. But when you're caught up in it and you're going to the Super Bowl and you're winning, nobody's making changes. Just like in life, like if you're a salesperson and everything's going great and you're just sale after sale after sale after sale, what are you going to do? You probably slack a little bit. You're probably not going to look at everything as well as you probably did when you weren't making those sales. This thing was a well-oiled machine, and then it stopped being a well-oiled machine. Took that year off, and now we're back. And now I believe it is going to be a well-oiled machine because these people in that organization have done it, have proved it, have showed it, have lived it, have won it, have done everything. And so that's why, for people that want to talk smack on Andy Reid, I just don't have the patience for that anymore. I'm 50 freaking years old, and I have people coming into my kitchen and talking on Andy Reid.
Yeah, I think that you can have a stale bag of chips and still eat it. But they
changed all that. They threw the stale bag away, and they attempted to bring in new, right? Like, you can't criticize what they've done this offseason. If you want to say maybe a wide receiver, but who knows what the kid in the fourth or fifth round is going to do.
It is true. They didn't go get a tight end. We know this is the last year for Travis Kelce. The wide receiver room is still very weak. Yes, they went and got a running back and a good one at that, the number one running back free agent. But, like,
you also can't fix everything in one offseason.
No, but I mean, that's the problem. You shouldn't be doing that. You should be doing it over time. Like, you should be able to go to, like, you know, you should be able to go places in the season and see. I mean, Brett Veach does it. He drafts a cornerback, and then 2 years later, he doesn't pay the guy that's in front of him, and he planned ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And Andy Reid, 1,000% in that offense, has been stale since 23.
And they have 100%. Tried with the tight ends. Maybe they haven't worked out. They've drafted Wiley. They drafted that other guy. You know, they had two guys in there. They've tried at the tight end position. But again, this is not supposed to be – this is supposed to be year one of two of getting back to where they are. Remember, when the season ended, I said – don't have high expectations for this. You're 9-7 type of team, you know, maybe 10-11 wins.
So you're saying it's okay to miss the playoffs?
No. I don't think they're going to miss the playoffs this year. I'm talking like division championship, Super Bowl, all that kind of stuff. I think they're back in the playoffs this year. I don't know if they're quite ready to be that Super Bowl team yet, but they're definitely back in the playoffs this year. And then you take this season and you build on what you did this offseason, next offseason, and then you're ready to go. It's tough to flip it and fix all these positions that everybody believes they needed help in one offseason. But I think what they've done is a hell of a job. They've improved so much in this organization. They got rid of every coach that nobody liked from a fan standpoint. They upgraded the position that we wanted them to upgrade the most. And they believe that they do have that talent in there at the wide receiver position. They showed us that. They showed us that by hiring a coach that they believe in that talent in the wide receiver position. And I kind of believe in it too. I'm anxious to see, as I've said for months now, with a new legitimate wide receiver coach about what they can do inside that offense. And so, I mean, I think they've had a great offseason, and I just get so over the fact of people complaining about the staleness of a team that went to three straight Super Bowls, had one bad year. Now, if it continues and we see a pattern and it doesn't get better, then it's a fair conversation to have.
Yeah, I think there's two different conversations going on here, because you can talk about Andy Reid growing stale and question that and be totally justified in that, and also say the offseason here was really productive and they fixed a lot of the things they could fix. And because of the hole they dug themselves in, if you want to argue whether that's Veach or Reid or a combination of both, and they did dig themselves a hole these last three seasons, there was probably no way to fix everything
that's
in one
I
year.
Said,
I agree
yeah.
with you. Yeah, it's probably a two-year thing. I get that. That's one conversation. The other conversation is Andy Reid growing stale. We've talked about it. I've talked about it for a long time. Nate Taylor wrote an article about it that we discussed here recently about Andy Reid and the Chiefs are trying to defy history. Oldest coach to win a Super Bowl would be Andy Reid at this point. This doesn't happen. We don't see coaches at this age able to innovate.
But
and we haven't seen him these last two or three seasons able to innovate offensively. This team has not been up to par, not been up to snuff, been below average in most categories that we need to see be better for multiple seasons, have not improved the same things about this offense. That's on Andy Reid. So to ask if the oldest coach in NFL history to win a Super Bowl is going to be able to innovate, and that's justified, in my opinion.
I disagree, because if you look at Andy Reid's history, he's one of the great innovators of all time. And that's where I go back to. I mean, this is why you have
but
to
he's
study.
68. Yeah,
whatever.
Care.
It doesn't matter. Age doesn't really matter anymore. My friend Jim, 75 years old, he'll come in here and do jujitsu at all of us and drop us all for dead.
That's not the
you
same.
You know, but
yeah,
you know,
that's not
he's
same.
Not getting up at 4 a.m. Yeah. going to One Arrowhead Drive, trying to put plays together, running NFL season, doing all that.
Yeah, so Pete Carroll could come in here and kick my ass.
Okay,
he's not a good NFL coach anymore.
But he ran out of Vegas.
But it doesn't mean that Andy Reid isn't. I mean, you guys are reacting on 1-6-11 season.
I disagree.
I'm not reacting on 6-11. I said back since 2023, this offense has been stale.
Yeah, but they've also won. And at the end of the day, the results are what matters, not the flavor of the offense, not the staleness of the chips. Did you win the games? And they were doing that up until last year. And so they had a pause. And you have to give them the benefit of the doubt. It's not like they're retaining all these coaches that everybody wants fired, right? You're not bringing back the pitching coach, the hitting coach, the bullpen coach. They got rid of. They made changes. They moved forward. They weren't stale. They had those chips that were stale, and they went, who brought great value chips? Threw them away, and now you bring in the Ruffles. Now you bring in all of that kind of stuff. And I think they are going to be great. Andy Reid has been innovating forever and a day, and that's why I really do get pissed off. That's an ageist comment there. He's 68 years old. So what if he's 68 years old? It's not 68 in the 1920s anymore where that is ancient. 68 is not that old anymore, and every step of the way, Andy Reid brought the pistol formation to the NFL because he said, damn, all these college kids are going in pistol. I'm not putting my quarterback under center. Why should I make them learn something that they haven't done for the last 4 years? The first hire he made when he came to Kansas City was that Chris Ault guy. Binkley will tell you all about him. He was the father of the shotgun and the pistol offense, and he worked great with Alex. So he brought him in here to Kansas City. The first phone call this guy made when they drafted Patrick Mahomes was his coach in college, Cliff Kingsbury. What can I do as a head coach to get the best out of Patrick Mahomes? It's like, but again, Andy Reid has innovated his entire career.
No one would disagree with
that. Yeah, that was all 10 years ago.
Yeah.
What's he done in the last four?
Went to 3 Super Bowls. And that's all I care about.
Okay.
Fair enough. Well,
coming up on the other side, we'll get into what is Saturday, which is cranking that hog in Lawrence, Kansas, as they take on the Sooners. We talk about it and go back to some cuts from their pitching coach that he was on with us here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty, analytically the best morning radio show in Kansas City, as voted by people.
There's a lot of people talking out of their butt.
Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.